there is a message we ministered here long time ago in this move of God that was titled The Midnight Prayer. I even forgot that we preached a message like that. While I was in the church this morning doing some cleanups, someone sent me a text from somewhere in Delta State. Said, man of God, I listened to The Midnight Cry. It was one of the first messages I listened to, and I've been following all your messages. The Lord bless you, increase His grace upon you, multiply you. Yesterday, other people messaged me also, testifying how God is using the messages to bless their lives. Hear me well. The messages of God's Army Global, the Lord is using it to affect lives in different places. So we don't take the word of God for granted. That's why we don't come here and start beating around the bush. We keep the word of God. And when you act on the word of God, that is where the miracle is. The miracle you are seeking for lies in the revelation of the word of God. That's why you don't need to play with the word of God. This morning, the utterance the Lord is bringing to us is captioned, Securing Open Heavens. Securing Open Heavens. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 5 to 6. The Bible said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in the secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The Lord bless His word. Hear me well this morning. What God is going to bring to us, there are principles. Principles for securing open heavens. If we can apply these principles, the open heavens will come. It may not come immediately, but surely it will come because those principles are applied. There are principles that if applied, the heavens will change. There is a reality called open heavens. There is a reality called open heavens. It is real. These are practical ways to secure open heavens. Practical ways. He said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Your heavenly Father is in secret. So Jesus said, pray to your Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Openly. If we are speaking about open heavens, the ministry of prayer cannot be relegated. The ministry of prayer cannot be kept aside as long as the matter is securing open heavens. For us to secure open heavens, the ministry of prayer is not negotiable. Jesus, teaching the disciples, Luke 18:1, he said, he taught them this parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men, the mature believers. If you are not given to prayer, you are not a mature believer. Men ought, not babies, not children. It is men that pray. The Bible said he gave gifts unto men, not to boys. So it takes a spiritual man to pray. When we are not giving to prayer, then we are functioning as babes in the spirit. And when you are praying, shut your door, and your Father which seeth in the secret shall reward you openly. The emphasis the Lord is putting here for us is one-on-one encounter with Him. one-on-one encounter. This one, this matter is even beyond corporate prayer. It's beyond congregational prayer. One-on-one. Pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which yet in secret shall reward you openly. Many of us, if we call for prayer now, some persons may vibrate, shake their head, shake their leg, shake all parts of their body. But when they are kept alone to pray, like a vehicle that is running out of petrol, 10 minutes they are off, 15 minutes they are off. No spiritual capacity, no staying power. He said, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which yet in secret shall reward thee openly. So the prayer that is actually the most rewarded is the prayer in the secret. Is that one that you and God alone, one on one. Some of us, one on one with God, bam, we cannot even last 30 minutes. To secure open heavens, we must learn the art of tarrying with God in His presence. Look at something in Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke 3, verse 21, the Bible said, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. Many people were baptized alongside the Messiah. There are many who had also lived godly lives due to the preachings of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet of all times. He preached the message of repentance. So many people had repented, walked in divine righteousness, and went for the baptism of John. From all walks of life, including civil servants, including soldiers, market women, traders, all manners of people, students, all of them, they went to John for baptism. But now the Bible said, when all the people were baptized, Luke 3:21, it came to pass that Jesus was also being baptized. They were not baptizing Jesus alone, they were baptizing others. And Jesus joined the queue. The Bible said, and being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. The baptism of Jesus marked a significance in the realm of the spirit, because he was not just being baptized as others were, he was also giving to prayers. Look at that. He said, Jesus also being baptized and praying, and what next? The prayer caused the heaven to open, and the heaven was open. So the prayer of Jesus provoked the opening of the heavens, not just because he is the Son of God. His prayer provoked open heavens. So for us to secure open heavens for destiny, for life, for ministry in all ramifications, we must give in to prayer. It may not come immediately as we expect it, but surely it will come. But if prayer is not ongoing, you have no assurance of open heavens. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, that if the people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. I will forgive their iniquities. That's the point to open heavens. God conditionalized that matter. He said if, on the condition that they who are called by his name, who are the ones who are called by the name of the Lord, they are believers, they are the Christians today, that if we call upon, if we shall call upon the Lord, He will answer. He will open the heavens. He will forgive our iniquities. He will heal the land. So the difference between the baptism of Jesus and that of the others was that Jesus was baptized in the midst of prayers. He was given to prayers. Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. You desire open heavens, If you desire, open heavens. If you desire, open heavens. Prayer will never be negotiable. In all walks of life, if you want to operate under open heavens, under open heavens. Open heavens is not relegated to material blessings. It's not relegated to one thing or the other. It is all encompassing. It's a full, it's a manifestation of the fullness of God. To secure open heavens, prayer, number one item. Prayer, number one item. A particular man in the past, in many years past, in Welsh. Welsh is in Europe. Wales is in Europe. He was from Wales. And they called it the Welsh Revival, the Welsh Revivals. And that man was called Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts gave himself to prayer for years. Every morning he was giving himself 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 a.m. he's awake praying. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, he's still praying. He was doing it. All of a sudden, after seasons had passed, God rained open the heavens. And the Lord used this man to wrought mighty revivals in that country. It was the Welsh revivals that God used as a catalyst to the Azusa Street Revival that many of us know today. Azusa Street Revival of William J. Seymour and Co. Many generals heard of the Welsh Revival and they caught that fire from Wales and came back to their country. So the prayer of Evan Roberts was a herald to that open heavens of Pentecost when the Spirit descended again on the church. William J. Seymour that caught that fire, he also was given to prayer. I heard his own, he used to pray in tongues 5 hours every day for over 3, 4, 5 years. He was doing it. And all of a sudden, for the first time in the history of the world, God used a black man, William J. Seymour, to minister to whites. Whites were gathering from all corners of the world, coming to Azusa Street for that revival that God used a black man to bear. That was then when slave trade was still in vogue. But that was a major incident that God used to break that chain of slave trade. Because the whites were surprised that the Spirit of God can come upon a black man as like this. So prayer secured open heavens for William J. Seymour. And the revival was bettered in his time. If we are talking about open heavens, prayer will not be negotiable. He said, Jesus, being baptized and praying, the Spirit of God opened the heavens. The heavens was opened over him. The heavens was opened over him because of prayer. Because of prayer. If I want to linger on this verse, I think the Spirit of God is communicating something to me here. He said, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to me even now that in such a case, why the heavens will open is because of the war in the heavenlies. There's a message we preach here captioned the war in the heavenlies in God's Army Global. War in the heavenlies. Strategic message. If you've not listened to it, make sure you do. The heaven was open as he was praying. So for you to clear the heavens, prayer must go, because there are battles in the realm of the spirit. Battles and contention over destinies. The Bible said Daniel prayed, the prince of Persia came, hijacked the blessings that God was sending, the answer to the petition. And Daniel continued praying. The Lord had to send Michael, the archangel. The point I hear is that not that God had not answered that prayer of this man, Daniel, but there was battles in the heavenlies. So there are many things God has provided for your life and for your destiny. that it takes prayer to open that heaven. Many of us, the heavens are not clear over our heads. Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So God has blessed us with all we seek. But it is for us to clear the heavens via the ministry of prayers. Very evidently, while Jesus was baptized and praying, the heaven opened. So while you are praying, if there is any contention, any fallen angel, any demonic entity contending against the glory of God from manifesting in your life, as you are praying, you are clearing the heavens. You are clearing the airspace. Plus, John said, prepare the way, make straight the way of the Lord. Make straight the way of the Lord. Clear the road for the Messiah to pass. Clear the road. When we are praying, the heavens are being cleared over us. The heavens are being cleared. Both the battles seen, the battles unseen. Many battles we may have been fighting. As we are praying, the heavens will be clearing. And that is a herald for open heavens. Prayer. The other item that can cause us to secure open heavens is devotion and covenant. I can call it covenant devotion. Covenant devotion. Let me show you something in Esther chapter 6, verse 1. The book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 1. If you're there, journey with me. Covenant devotion. The Bible said, on that night could not the king sleep. The king could not sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bignatha and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? Because Mordecai exposed the evil plans of these men. The king said, what honor has been done for Mordecai? Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. In your private time, you can go through that scripture. Covenant devotion. If Mordecai did not have a running covenant, he would have been wasted. He would have not just died per se. He would have not died his death. Many persons don't die their death. When I mean many persons don't die their death, I mean that many people, the death they die is not the will of God. It's not in God's appointed time. It's not according to God's will. They are not fulfilled their divine purpose. Haman had prepared everything for Mordecai to be hanged. For Haman to make a request, his request was for the death of this man called Mordecai. But the good of Mordecai preserve him. Look at verse 1 again. On that night, the king could not sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king. Some of us will pray and say, oh Lord, let my helpers not sleep until they bless you. Let my helpers not sleep until they bless you. When you are praying such prayers, what record do you have actually? What record? God himself removed sleep from the eyes of this powerful king. He was the most powerful king then in the world, Ahasuerus, the Persian king. That empire was ruling the world. But Mordecai was remembered that day. That very time, his enemy, Haman, had prepared to destroy his life. So the book was open, and the king saw the good that Mordecai had done. I was watching on the TV a particular woman sharing a testimony in the church that her son was met by all these killers around Nigeria. Herdsmen thereabouts. And these herdsmen heard the boy and his friend, they were to kill them. They brought them, carried their gun, shot at them, shot. It was not entering. And the boy was the one telling his mother this testimony. The boy said before that thing happened, that while they accosted them and surrounded them, a voice said to him, I will preserve you because of the labors of your mother in my vineyard. The boy said he heard that voice clear for the first time. I will preserve you because of the labors of your mother in my vineyard. So when the people began to shoot, the bullet was not penetrating him nor his friends. The grace of God upon him through his mother was covering every one of them. Paul, while they were traveling to Italy and while they had the shipwreck, Paul said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, says not one soul here will be destroyed. Not one person will die. That was because of Paul the apostle. Covenant devotion. While the woman was testifying, she talked about how she had been committed to the things of God. So the covenant she had with God was even speaking for her child. If not, that boy would have been wasted. That covenant provoked the heavens to open for the preservation of that life. There are many people in the dark world that have their escapades. They have their records, the things they have done for Satan. Many people have records of the things they have done for the evil one, for the devil. But few of us have records of things we have done for God. Things we have passed through for the sake of the gospel. The covenant devotion of that boy's mother preserved the life of the boy. Mordecai's devotion helped him because he was devoted to that service, and as a result the book was open. Mordecai may have been praying and asking God, when will you remember me? And it would have been as though God was not here. Many years had passed, and in a particular day when we are hearing of Queen Esther, God used Mordecai to set Esther. Mordecai told Esther the secrets to the palace. In securing open heavens, we must have covenant devotion with God. We must have things on our table that we know that are not usual that we have done for God. Things that are not usual that we have sacrificed our life for the sake of the gospel. Those who don't have covenant devotions with God as such, they will not go far with God. You must have a covenant devotion. That boy said to the boy, because of your mother's committedness to my service, I will preserve you. Not just because of the boy. The boy said at the end of the day, when they shot and the bullet could not enter, after some time, those herdsmen came back to look for them. Ask them, say, please, come and show me where Una do that juju. They were asking, they like that power. They want to operate. The boy told them that Jesus is the power. They were shocked. They told the boy, they will come back. They will go and think about it. They will come back. Covenant devotion. Covenant devotion. There are some people that will tell you that they are, I know on campus of a particular boy, who we were trying to bring him to Christ then. He said, on this very campus, he has wasted over 10 people. He has killed 10 people. These are not people that fainted. He has killed them by the gun. 10 people. 10 students. One person. Look at the kind of record he has for Satan. There are many people that can boast of escapades in darkness. How many of us can boast of covenants that we have stricken with God? How many of us? I know many people that are working for God and as though result is not coming. God is not a God that forsakes or despises covenants. Many years and seasons have gone, and one day God remembered Mordecai. The Bible said the book was open. In fact, before the book was open, the king could not sleep. God took away sleep from the king. The king was, what is making me sleepless? All of a sudden, he started opening books to see records. Okay, let me look for who to favor now. And bam, Mordecai was seen. If he had not seen the name of Mordecai, he would not have gotten rest until he saw it. The heavens was open for this man. And he became a chamberlain of the king. He was promoted in the palace because of that record. If God will promote you in the spirit, in the years and days to come, you must have fight. There must be record on your file, rewarded according to their works. What works have this one done for this and that? You must have a record. Securing open heavens, we've talked about prayer, we've talked about covenant devotion. Covenant devotion will speak. There is the one of fasting. The Bible said in Luke chapter 4 verse 14, I read. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. The Bible said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Jesus was given to fasting. He was given to prayer. In the course of this fasting in the wilderness, he returned in the power of the Spirit. During the baptism, the Spirit descended, but in the course of the fasting in the wilderness, he returned in the power of the Spirit. The portals of power was open unto him as he gave himself to fasting. Don't forget Mordecai that we just talked about. After all of this, God set Esther to become the queen of the kingdom after Vashti has misbehaved. Something happened, and at the end, all the Jews were to be killed. And Esther was spoken to by Mordecai, saying, do not forget your people. And Esther declared a fast, 3 days, no food, no water, for all Israel. No food, no water for all Israel. And that exercise preserved Israel. If not, the Jews would have been wiped. They would have gone into extinction due to the plot of Haman, the evil man. But God severed them. Rather, the ones that were to destroy them became the ones that were destroyed. Esther declared fasting. Securing open heavens, prayer is number one. There is the place also of covenant devotion. There is a place of fasting. The heaven of spiritual power was opened to the Lord. There is the place of giving. That is in the place of tithes and offerings. Look at Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. The Bible said in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Are you seeing an open heaven? And pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There are some persons that have gone above the realm of tithe per se, in the place of 10%. There are some persons that give 20% to God. There are some that give 30%. There are some that give 50% according as they will. He said that there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Why this provokes open heavens? Why tithe as such will provoke open heavens? Is because it causes meat to be in the house of God. It's because it gives room for expansion of the work of God. When people show their commitment in the place of giving tithe, it gives room for the expansion of the gospel. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. It shows that the person is seeking the advancement of God's kingdom. What did that proverb say? There is that scattereth. There is that scattereth and has more, and there is it that withholds and lacks. I'm sorry, I missed the exact translation of that proverb. But he said there is a one that scatters seeds everywhere. Yet his scattering is never running short of seed. There is another one that is withholding seed, and in the course of withholding is still lacking. He said, cast your bread upon many waters, and after many days you shall find it. What the Lord is saying here, the place of tithes gives assurance for open heavens. Because the Lord sees that via this person seeks my kingdom. He seeks the advancement of my kingdom. Many persons cannot trust God with their money. Many persons cannot trust God with their money. There are many persons that say they love God but cannot trust God with their money. I remember my car was just in the mechanic, and I looked and I saw that there were many projects to be done in the church. Because of the projects to be done in the church, I just sold the car immediately. Carried the money. Did here and there. There are many times some persons will send me money for feeding. Say, my man of God, please have this. This is a blessing to you. I will carry almost all of it. Just with what is the next project in church? Bam, I put it. Days to come, just it will not be up to 1 week, it will be as though I have nothing again. Because I know what I am laying in store. While I went for morning cry this morning, while I went to preach, what I was speaking on is Paul's letter in 1 Timothy 1:16 there about. He said, laying in store for yourself a good foundation against the time to come, that you may lay hold on eternal life. There are many people that are not laying that foundation now. Many are just wasting time. Against the time to come, there is a time to come. A time that works will be rewarded. Works will be rewarded not only in heaven, it will also be rewarded on earth here. Jesus said, these ones that have followed me as such, they will receive 100-fold on earth and in eternity. To secure open heavens, the place of tithe. There are some persons, God bless them. With, let's say, $1,000, they hold it. It will be as though their whole life depends on it. And if they have not squandered everything, they will not rest. Out of that, they may come to church. they will look. Even $5 will be like something mighty to give in the house of God. And I'm not that kind of preacher that even loves to preach on giving. I don't know why. But the truth of the matter is that such a one will lack. Yes. Even in the world system, go and find that man like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, those billionaires that don't know Christ. You find out that a major percentage of their wealth is given to charities. So they keep increasing. That man Bill Gates has given billions to charities. He even said to his children, none of them is going to inherit anything. All his wealth, he has pledged all of them to charities. He has willed all of them to charities. So the place of the tithe, as per se, another kind of preacher that will come and declare it religiously. What God's emphasis is so that there may be meat in his house. The meat is not literal per se. It's like a figure of speech. It is clear to say that there may be substance, resources in his house. And he said, prove me. And I don't believe that somebody should even be giving tithe to a place that is not God's house. Because it's not everywhere that is a church that is a church. It's not everywhere the name of Jesus is called that is the house of God. So to secure open heavens, we have looked at the place of prayer. We have looked at the place of covenant devotion. We have looked at the place of fasting. We have looked at the place of giving. There is the place of charity and love. Giving to the poor. Giving to the poor. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Bible said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, the Lord will repay him again. Giving to the poor helps us to also secure open heavens. You find those who are in need. If you have, you also give. Not under pressure, not under compulsion, but liberally. I remember a particular day I was on a fast. That was some years ago. I was walking past the road. And while I was walking past that road, I was very famished. I was tired. A particular man called me. He said, please, he wants me to help him. I said, do what? He said, he wants me to help him go to the police station with him, that his wife and baby is in the police station. That I should just come with him. I should come and sign an undertaking for him. I looked at this one. I said, is this one not because we have many frauds in Nigeria? I said, is this guy not one of these one chance people? He said, please, I should help him. He was saying, my brethren. I said, which one is? You're calling a single person my brethren. He said, my brethren, please help me. I looked at him. He said, his wife is in the station. I said, which station? He said, that police station over there. I was very critical in my heart over that. I didn't, but there is this voice, that quiet voice, that said, just listen to him. I said, okay, let's go. I said, lead the way. He was in the front, I was at the back. I was watching all my steps. We were going. All of a sudden, we entered the police station. We entered the counter where those sergeants are. Then I saw a woman with a baby. He said, this is his wife. This is the baby. I looked, and at that point, they were looking very suspicious. The wife was saying, sir, please help us. Help us. Help you do what? Sign undertaking. This and that. I said, okay, let me see the DPO. I went, and I saw the person in charge. The person in charge told me that somebody reported them in the compound they stay, that they need someone to sign undertaking. That if I sign undertaking, they look for him. They don't see, they'll come and pick me up. And I don't know where they live. I don't know anything. So the guy told me that he's an orphan, that he lost his father, he lost his mother. He's only one staying in this town. He has no relative. I asked him, where does he stay? He told me. I just foolishly did it. I signed the undertaking. The police officer reminded me again that if he does not report to the station tomorrow, they will come and pick me up. I said, there is no problem. So I now had to follow him to his house to see his house. I went to his house. And he started playing me the story of his life. I really felt for him. And I appreciated God that I did that thing for him. It was not long, up to 2 weeks. I had not known this person so much. He asked me again that he wants to park, that he wants his properties to be in my house. I was staying in my family house then, where my parents are. He said he wants his properties to be in my house, that when he now gets a place, he can now remove them. That even his wife could stay in my house. The thing was too hard. But I remembered again that this one said he's an orphan. He has no father, he has no mother. I went and I spoke to my parents, and my people thought that actually that person, I've known him for long. So his wife and his little child, not up to 1 year, they were staying in my house. Up to, in fact, I gave him 1 week. They stayed over 2 weeks. At the end of the day, when he got a new place, as they moved, there were some things he told me. He said, what I did for him, nobody has ever done it. I just took that risk because the spirit of the law permitted me. There are many people that can take such risk and enter into trouble anyway. The Bible says, he that lendeth to the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. To lend to the poor is not just physical cash, Pastor. It's not limited to money to lend to the poor. It can be a help of any kind. When you do it, it's not unto that person, it's unto the Lord. And that which you have given will he repay him again. To walk under open heavens, the place of that charity and love enters. I was telling some persons that stayed with me some time ago about two people I met. I met them in a bus station in Lagos, Mazamaza. In fact, when these people came to my house, people that were staying with me thought I had known them for long. You remember those two brothers? They are not actually brothers, they were Ghanaians. They came to Nigeria. They came for visa. I met them in the bus station. We entered the same bus, and I heard them talking about going to an expensive place in Abuja, renting a hotel. I looked and said, these boys, if they go and rent that hotel, they will spend so much. I called them and said, okay, come to my place. They stayed in my place for over 1 month. 3 weeks thereabouts. 3 weeks. Why I remember this, about 2 weeks ago, one of them in Germany messaged me. He said he has not forgotten what I did for him, how I took him in, even without knowing them. So he that lended unto the poor, why I did that for him, I didn't even look that it was because of him, but I did it that it was because of the Lord. Securing open heavens. Some of these things per se, you may not see the result, but in time to come, the person will see the result. Securing open heavens. There is a place of holiness. The Bible said, without which no eye will see the Lord. In the aspect of holiness, why it is important for securing open heavens is because the enemy cannot resist our prayers. If we are praying and the life of holiness is not there, the enemy can be resisting it. But when it is there, the enemy cannot resist it. Because of our time, let's look at the last point, soul winning. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. The book of Luke chapter 15 verse 10. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. The scripture says, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. There is joy in the presence of God over one sinner that repenteth. So when someone gives his life to Christ, through you, as you minister to that person, joy comes in heaven. There comes celebration. And there is a glory the Lord will drop in your life because of that act. Soul winning helps to secure open heavens. When we are after the business of God, God will be after our business. When we are after the thing that makes God glad, God will do the things also that will make us glad. When we pursue those things that bring joy to heaven, heaven will pursue those things that will bring joy to us. So winning. Very important. Very important. Very important. From the beginning of the year till now, how many people have we spoken? Jesus, how many persons? Many of us cannot stand face to face preaching to people because there is no evidence of the Christian life. Securing open heavens. Let's rise up on our feet. First of all, we are going to get reconnected to God and ask the Lord for His mercy. This morning, we are going to pray for open heavens. Ask the Lord for mercies. Say, Lord, whatever has been a barrier to my securing open heavens, take it away. Take it away. Anything that is a barrier to my open heavens, blood of Jesus, cleanse me from it. Blood of Jesus, cleanse me from it. Cleanse me from every barriers. Cleanse me from every barriers. Every barriers. Every barriers that is fighting my heavens from opening. Go ahead, call upon the Lord. Ask the Lord to clear the path for you. Any barrier fighting your heavens from being open. Any barrier fighting against your heavens. Say, Lord, deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Anything that is fighting me from accessing open heavens, liberate me, O God. Liberate me, O God. Liberation. 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 Go ahead and make it right with God. Make it right with God. Make it right with God. Liberation. Liberation by the Spirit. Anti-glory forces. Everything that constitutes negativism for me accessing open heavens. Oh Lord, deliver me from it. In a place of character, in a place of life, in a place of speech, in a place of actions, in the place of deeds, deliver me from me. Mano mano, shada da 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 da. Now go ahead and call upon God to open the heaven for you. Say, my Father, my God, open my heavens. Lift up your two hands and pray this prayer. Say, my Father, my God, in this season of life, open my heavens. Open my heavens. Open my heavens. Grant me open heavens. Grant me open heavens. My Father, my God. My Father, my God. Grant me open heavens. Grant me open heavens, my Father, my God. My Father, my God. Grant me open heavens, open heavens. Somebody say, Lord, open my heavens for me. Open the heavens for me. Open the heavens for me. Let my heavens be open. 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 Open my heavens. Open my heavens. My heaven must be open. My heaven must be open. Open my heaven for me. Go ahead and call upon God now. The anointing of His presence is here now. The anointing of the presence is here now. Say, Lord, open my heavens for me. Open my heavens for me. Open my heavens. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open my heavens. Go ahead and say, Lord, open my heavens. Open my heaven for me, Jesus. Open my heavens, Jesus. Go ahead and make mention to the Lord that your heaven must be open.
Apostle Christian Nwoke has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's army global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.